Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
My opening serve on the sunny side of sports is Wimbledon tennis. 37-year-old American star Venus Williams is one victory away from becoming the oldest female champion in Wimbledon history. Venus defeated local favorite Johanna Konta of Britain in straight sets on Thursday, 6-4 and 6-2, to advance to Saturday's Ladies Singles Championship match. Venus will play Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza in the final. The 23-year-old Spaniard, the 2016 French Open champion, beat Slovakia's Magdalena Rybarikova 6-1 and 6-1 in the first semifinal on Thursday. Now, Muguruza beat Venus's younger sister, Serena, in last year's French Open final. Serena did not enter Wimbledon this year because she is pregnant. Now her older sister, Venus Williams, is one win away from her sixth Wimbledon singles title and first since 2008. For her part, Garbiñe Muguruza is playing in her second Wimbledon final in 3 years. She lost to, yes, you guessed it, Serena Williams in the 2015 ladies singles final. The men's semifinals are Friday at Wimbledon. Swiss star Roger Federer continues his bid for an eighth title against Czech player Tomas Berdych. And American Sam Querrey will play Croatia's Marin Cilic. Querrey upset defending champion Andy Murray of Britain in the quarterfinals. Murray was hobbled by a hip injury, and he lost to Querrey in five sets. At the post-match news conference, a reporter asked Querrey, how does it feel to dash the hopes of an entire nation that you're in?
I mean, he's won the tournament before, and like, it's not, it would be one thing if they hadn't had a champion in 80 years and he lost, but I don't feel like I just ruined the hopes of every British person out there. Everyone needs to take a little chill pill. It was fine.
It was the biggest victory of Sam Querrey's career and marks the first time he's reached the semifinals at a Grand Slam tournament. Meanwhile, Czech player Tomas Berdych, a finalist at Wimbledon in 2010 when he lost to Spain's Rafael Nadal, won his quarterfinal against Novak Djokovic when the Serbian star was forced to withdraw in the second set with an elbow injury. Djokovic shared his disappointment with reporters at Wimbledon.
You know, if someone feels bad about it, it's me, so I tried. I tried what I could do from yesterday to get it in the condition where I'm able to play. I was able, maybe, you know, for 30 minutes to play with some pain that was bearable, let's call it that way. All the treatments and medicaments couldn't really help. So the serve and forehand, you know, were the shots where I could feel it the most. And just after that, it was really, really no sense.
A dejected Novak Djokovic, the three-time Wimbledon champion, was forced to withdraw from his quarterfinal against Czech opponent Tomas Berdych. From London, let's go to the Midwestern U.S. city of Silvis, Illinois, where first-round action teed off Thursday at the John Deere Classic Golf Tournament, one of the top events on the men's PGA Tour. Reporter George McNeely tells us more from the Deer Run course in Illinois.
The PGA Tour has arrived in the heartland for the John Deere Classic in what has become a love fest among the players, title sponsor John Deere, the community, and the tour itself. Major champions Bubba Watson, Davis Love III, and last year's winner Ryan Moore are leading an impressive field into Deer Run. Moore is motivated to repeat after seeing something he's never seen before, himself on a billboard on a highway leading to a golf course.
That was pretty cool when I drove by that and saw that. I've never seen myself on a billboard before, so it's great to be appreciated for what I did here last year, and it motivates me to want to come back and try and do it again.
Defending champion Ryan Moore played in the Wednesday Pro-Am with Deere & Company CEO Sam Allen and PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan. And Monahan knows why the tournament has thrived for 20 years here.
This business, like all business, is all about relationships, and we're fortunate to have great partners like John Deere. 20 years that they've been our sponsor here and then our official marketing partner for a long period of time, and that's really what makes this all work, and the support of this great community.
Commissioner Monahan even has the metrics to indicate how engaged the community is in the John Deere Classic.
Well, I think if you have, you know, 40% of the community following a tournament on social media, and you've got the number of people on a per capita basis that are out here supporting this championship, I think that is remarkable. And it's something that I know John Deere is very proud of, our players are proud of, and we're certainly proud of as an organization.
Success that lasts as long as the John Deere Classic takes dedication from all stakeholders. And the word that best describes it, according to the commissioner, is focus.
That it's richly deserving of its tournament of the year status in 2016. I think what happens here year in and year out is remarkable. The way the community responds, the way everybody comes into focus around this classic each year, I think is truly extraordinary and something that we're very proud of.
PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan on hand here at TPC Deer Run for the 20th John Deere Classic. For the Sunny Side of Sports, George McNeely, Silvis, Illinois.
Voice of America!
It is true to say, the sports world has never seen anything like Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather have taken their trash-talking international promotional tour to Toronto, Canada, ahead of their August 26th fight in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thousands of fans attended the event in Toronto as Mayweather and McGregor taunted each other with obscenities and verbal barbs. In Los Angeles earlier this week, the unbeaten American boxing star and Irish mixed martial arts fighter did much the same. Let's sample some of their trash talk. I gotta say, the Sunny Side of Sports did make liberal use of the censor beep button. First, McGregor takes some shots at Mayweather's attire.
He's in a tracksuit. He can't even afford a suit anymore. The Rolls is at 2012 outside. He is. There's no other way about it. his little legs, his little core, his little head. I'm going to knock him out inside 4 rounds, mark my words.
Meanwhile, Floyd Mayweather also had some words for Conor McGregor.
I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm not even the same man I was 20 years ago. I'm not the same fighter I was 10 years ago. I'm not the same fighter I was 5 years ago. I'm not the same fighter I was 2 years ago. But I got enough to beat you. We know Mr. Tap Out like to quit. And you will wave that white flag because you can choose which way you want to go. I'm guaranteeing you this. You going out on your face or you going out on your back? Now, which way you want to go? Which way you want to go? That's right. Sit quiet, you little...
I encourage our Voice of America listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog. The address is blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. My latest blog post is titled Crawford versus Ndongo is Crossroads World Title Fight.
VOA!
The VOA's longtime boxing analyst, Namdi Hollywood Moueta, has made the short flight from his home base of Los Angeles to Las Vegas more than a few times over the years for world championship fights. Namdi says he's looking forward to traveling to a new destination next month, though. He'll be making his first trip to Lincoln, Nebraska, where American Terrence Crawford will take on Namibian Julius the Blue Machine Ndongo August 19th for the undisputed World Junior Welterweight Championship. Namdi sometimes talks about crossroads fights on the Sunny Side of Sports, and Crawford Ndongo has all the qualities of such a bout. While it will be fought at the 140-pound junior welterweight limit, Namdi says both boxers are likely to move up afterwards to the more competitive welterweight class for financial reasons. The 29-year-old Crawford is from Omaha, Nebraska, not far from Lincoln, and he'll enjoy the support from many home fans. The 34-year-old Ndongo, though, has proven he can win in the lion's den. The Namibian fighter traveled to Glasgow earlier this year and scored a unanimous decision victory over Scotland's Ricky Burns to retain two of his world title belts and win another. And in December 2016, the Blue Machine Ndongo traveled to Moscow and punched his way to a spectacular 42nd first-round knockout of Russia's Edward Troyanovsky. For that quick KO and two other wins earlier in the year, Julius the Blue Machine Ndongo, the pride of Windhoek, Namibia, was named the Sunny Side of Sports Fighter of the Year for 2016. For his part, Terrence Crawford currently holds two world title belts and is recognized as the world's best junior welterweight by The Ring magazine. This world championship unification fight will be televised on ESPN here in the USA and will be staged at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. The indoor arena, which has a seating capacity of about 15,000, opened in 2013.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me. I'm Heather Maxwell for Music Time in Africa every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. Three-time Tour de France cycling champion Chris Froome of Britain surrendered the overall leader's yellow jersey on Thursday to Italian rider Fabio Aru. After a difficult mountain stage, Froome faded badly on a brutal final climb during the 214.5-kilometer stage, which was won by local favorite Romain Bardet of France. Bardet is now in third place overall, 25 seconds behind Aru. Luis Menches is currently the top African rider in the 2017 Tour de France. The 25-year-old South African is on UAE Team Emirates, and Louis is currently in 10th place overall, 4 minutes and 51 seconds behind race leader Fabio Aru. Three other South African riders are also still in the grueling tour, well behind their countryman Menches. The Tour de France will end on July 23rd when the riders pedal into Paris. Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be here with you.
Good day for Venus Williams at Wimbledon. I would imagine Venus is trending, Andrew.
Venus is absolutely trending, beating the hometown girl Ioana Konta of the UK in the women's semifinal 6-4, 6-2. It just took 73 minutes for Venus to defeat her. A lot of disappointment that the British woman won't have the chance to win Wimbledon, but lots of bright future and lots of excitement for the future of British women's tennis with Ioana Konta going so far. And then lots of excitement for Venus Williams to be back. She's reaching her 9th Wimbledon singles final. She has the chance to capture her 6th title.
Mm.
And she's only the second ever 37-year-old woman to reach a Grand Slam final. Martina Navratilova did it back in 1994. We talked about Serena Williams currently has the record as the oldest woman to win a Grand Slam tournament. Well, Venus, if she wins this Saturday, will break that record not too long after Serena set it at the Australian Open.
I was looking at Venus's movement on the court. She still looks really agile. Age-defying performance.
Oh, it's people are amazed that she's moving that well at the age of 37, an age where many of her contemporaries have been retired for years, and she's not only still playing tennis but playing it at such a high level. Lots of people are thrilled to see her in this final. The Queen of Grass is a phrase that many people are using. We talked about the King of Clay with Rafael Nadal. Well, they say Venus is the Queen of Grass on the grass courts there at Wimbledon.
Venus now will play a young Spaniard. How do you see Saturday's final, Andrew?
It's going to be an interesting matchup. Garbiñe Muguruza of Spain easily beat Magdalena Rybarikova of Slovakia. It was what they call breadsticks, 6-1, 6-1, the two ones. It took her just 65 minutes to do that. So bringing Rybarikova's Cinderella run to an end, but going to be a very interesting matchup. Muguruza has played Venus a couple times before, never in the Grand Slam tournaments, but she has played Serena. She actually lost to Serena at Wimbledon in 2015, but beat her at the French in 2016. Venus joked in the press conference afterwards that she was going to ask Serena about some pointers on maybe how to play Muguruza and how to get the best of her. But it's going to be an interesting matchup. I think it's going to be very hard fought. The way Venus is playing, I think if she can keep that level of play, I think she will get that 6th Wimbledon title and raise the Venus Rosewater dish. It's almost a joke online that they named the trophy after her, but that was the name of it even before Venus won it. It's called the Venus Rosewater dish.
20th Wimbledon for Venus Williams, and it sure looks like she could play a few more, Andrew.
that's the hope, that she can keep going, and then Serena comes back and after her pregnancy. They can keep playing. You know, the sky's the limit for them. Every time they take the court, they've said this in the past in press conferences, every time they take the court, they defy the odds, expectations, all that. So let's hope they can keep going.
Friday, the men will be on center stage at Wimbledon. How are the semifinals shaping up, Andrew?
Well, we talked about American Sam Querrey beating an injured world number one Andy Murray yesterday, and just after the show, we saw former world number one Novak Djokovic retiring from his match with an elbow injury, so that puts Czech Tomáš Berdych into the semis there. Berdych will play Federer. Good friends, but Federer has gotten the best of Berdych quite recently. And then on the other side, you have Sam Querrey will play Marin Cilic of Croatia, who takes out Gil Muller of Luxembourg. Cilic previously won the 2014 U.S. Open by beating Federer in the semifinals there. So it's going to be very interesting to see if it's a Federer-Cilic matchup, if it's that rematch of 2014. We'll see how that can go. But lots of people talking about the fact that Venus is in the finals, Roger Federer is in the semis. They said, is this 2017 or 2007? It feels like we've turned back the clock and we're back in the, you know, vintage Federer and Venus days, but they're still playing at this high level, you know, in their mid to late 30s. It's quite amazing from both of them.
What else is trending on this Thursday, Andrew?
Well, we talked yesterday also about the Mayweather-McGregor publicity tour, more like a trash talk tour. And we heard a little bit of that earlier in the show, or what little we could hear without the, you know, a lot of the words included a lot of bleeps rather than...
Yeah, a few bleeps along the way.
Yeah, a few bleeps along the way, and those bleeps have only carried them along that tour to Toronto. Things continue to be ugly there. Lots of trash talking. McGregor roasting Mayweather, saying things like he couldn't read and he owes back taxes. a lot of fans wondering on social media if McGregor is trying out for a comedy special, saying that he was up there like a stand-up comic holding the mic, going back and forth on the stage. But saying also in the battle of trash talking, McGregor is the clear winner, suggesting maybe that Mayweather's a little rattled and hasn't gotten some of those verbal blows that McGregor has been able to land. Now, what's interesting is it's only going to get worse, fans speculate, at the next stop, which is in London. Of course, Conor McGregor is Irish, so he is going to have a big contingent there in London when they go there. So lots of eyes on this publicity tour. And fans already saying, I don't care how much it's going to cost me. I want to see this match. If it's going to be as good as this publicity tour with all the trash talking, if the fighting's going to be that good, I want to see it. So it's definitely doing a lot to hype this match and get a lot of people involved and interested.
I think the curiosity factor of this spectacle will have a few buyers when August 26th rolls around.
For sure. And I think that's a great word to use, spectacle. That's the word certainly that a lot of people are using for this matchup. Even before they've landed any punches, the verbal blows back and forth have been quite something to watch for sure.
Finally, Andrew, I understand a FIFA whistleblower has passed away.
Yeah, the soccer world is remembering Chuck Blazer. He's the former CONCACAF president, died at the age of 72, reportedly of cancer. A mixed legacy that sports fans are mourning. Certainly they're mourning his loss, but looking back at his legacy, many noting that the reason that the U.S. got the World Cup and soccer is built up so much in the United States was because of Chuck Blazer. Many people also noting his fraud and graft cases, putting a dark mark on his legacy. However, those cases ended up making him into a whistleblower for the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and helped them in their investigation into FIFA corruption. So even out of that graft and the fraud and the unfortunate things that he was involved in, he was able to try to do some good out of that. But definitely a big name in U.S. soccer, in soccer generally, and as many fans are noting, someone who has really upped the game. If you look at where it was 20 years ago to where it is now, it's changed drastically. It's a much bigger sport in the U.S., and they're crediting Chuck Blazer with that.
I like how you said that mixed legacy, Andrew. Some good, some bad.
Some good, some bad, but who can say that they're all good or all bad anytime? We all have a mixed legacy from time to time, I guess.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Sonny.
And that wraps up the July 13th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Zubair. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
In another sign of the United States' determination to help the nations of Africa combat terrorism, millions of dollars in rewards are being offered for information on several top leaders of the Al-Qaeda-linked Somalia-based terrorist organization Harakat Shabab al-Mujahideen, or Al-Shabaab. The group, listed as a foreign terrorist organization since 2008, is battling that nation's government for control of Somalia and has also carried out a string of attacks in Kenya, most recently at a college in the town of Garissa. It is responsible for the deaths of thousands of Somali civilians, peace activists, international aid workers, journalists, and civilians, as well as African Union peacekeepers who are helping to restore stability and prosperity to the region. Tens of thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes amid the fighting. Under the terrorist designation, the United States imposed financial and other restrictions on the group, blocking property and prohibiting U.S. persons from engaging in transactions with its members. Now the U.S. is offering rewards for information leading to the location of six of its leaders. Rewards of up to $5 million each are offered for information on the location of Ibrahim Haji Jama, also known as Abu Zalma, Fuad Muhammad Khalaf, a dual Somali and Swedish national, also known as Fuad Shungala, Bashir Mohammed Mahmoud, an al-Shabaab military commander believed to have been born between 1979 and 1982, and Mukhtar Robo, a 43-year-old who has served as an al-Shabaab spokesman and who carries an Eritrean passport. Rewards of up to $3 million each are offered for information on the location of two additional al-Shabaab leaders, Abdullahi Yare and the group's intelligence chief, Zakaria Ismail Ahmed Hersi, also known as Zaki Madobi. The United States guarantees all credible reports will be investigated, and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the U.S. is prepared to protect informants by relocating them. If you have information on any of these men, contact the Regional Security Office at the nearest U.S. Embassy and the tip line at www.rewardsforjustice.net or email information to rfj@state.gov.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impoga. Join me for Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC. We'll take an in-depth look at an African news topic important to you. We'll have African journalists and expert guests share their ideas on the topic at hand. So, please plan to be with us every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on The Voice of America. VOA.
To our audience on VOA's FM in Accra, Ghana. We'll be off the air for 3 days of July 20th, 21st, and 22nd to do necessary technical repairs. We will resume our broadcast on July 23rd. However, you can still listen to VOA's radio programming on our shortwaves, 6080 kHz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kHz, 19.2 meter band. We are also online at voanews.com. Your friends at VOA regret the temporary loss of our FM broadcast on those days.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts
every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondence reports around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.